You know, Justin Herbert has been under fire for not having as dominant of a year as some expected.
Well, it's been underwhelming. I'll call it right now. It's underwhelming. It's offensively underwhelming.
And it is a group effort there, right?
It's a team sport.
You still believe he is the best player in the conference?
Yes, I do. I think
earlier.
Athletically, physically, all the tools, leadership, playmaking ability. Now, I said ability, but he hasn't been in that shining moment.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't had that signature drive, that big signature win when you need it. This mm-hmm. is the last year he can do it. He's going to have a chance. Every game for the rest of the season, the next game up is going to be those moments where he can just start building that ladder and that credibility and saying, here, I'm here. This is what we're going to do at Oregon. The next game is big. And then we can all say,
and then
when you head up to Seattle, don't think it's going to be one of those just slappy games. It's not going to get. It's going to be a big, physical, ugly football game up there, no matter what the records are.
I agree, 100%. That'll be a fun. It's going to be a fun game next week, and I hope that just both of them make it through this week. But
they will.
You know,
when I say Oregon's going to win this game, I don't know if Washington will.
But this year, which hasn't been as explosive as some have liked, may actually be helping Justin Herbert out, because if I were to tell you that your young quarterback coming out of the college ranks and into the NFL was going to be going to the Cincinnati Bengals, a place you'd want him to go?
See the Bengals, or the reports are AJ Green's going to get traded. They're full tanking. They're going to start tanking and cutting.
Well, looking at the top picks in the draft, right now I'm looking at a mock draft via CBS Sports that has Tua Tagovailoa being the first quarterback off the board to the Cincinnati Bengals.
You think the Bengals are going to get the number one pick? Okay.
Well, that's what they say.
And Miami's not going to have something to say about that?
Well, when all things are considered, it comes down to a coin toss.
Yeah, I know.
But they're going with Tua number one in this, because would the Dolphins go the quarterback route? Because they do have Josh Rosen for a couple more years,
who's now penciled in as the starter for the rest of the season. They have announced that.
Now, here's where it gets a little bit different, though, too, is that CBS Sports has Jake Fromm as the second quarterback off the board.
Jake Fromm, by the way, I love the show QB1 on Netflix. It's one of the best, and I'm watching the Jake Fromm episode now. His swagger, I don't get to feel that a little bit, but his Southern swag is ridiculous. It permeates off him.
Daddy like you, huh?
I like it a lot.
But here's where it may benefit Justin Herbert to have the good, not dominant year. They have him as the third quarterback off the board this year.
So you're advocating for Justin Herbert to tank. him tanking himself.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's what it sounds like.
Tank
you said it's good. Well, Justin Herbert having a down year.
Just a sec. Oh,
Siri. Just a sec.
Where did that come from?
Because you said Siri.
I didn't say that. I'm saying he's the third quarterback off the board in this mock draft that is not my own, and they have him going to the Oakland Raiders.
Oh.
Which, if you're telling me, okay, so you have the option of the Bengals, the Dolphins, they have the Titans as looking for a quarterback, or the Oakland Raiders. Ooh. Which of those four would you want to go to?
You're asking me if we get to see a repeat Akili Smith performance? Is that what you're trying to say?
A repeat Akili Smith, or going to Miami, which Dan Marino, the last quarterback they drafted that worked out?
That's a good one.
Or are you going to go with being paired with John Gruden in a decent roster? Vegas, I should say.
Okay, you're talking about the Vegas Raiders. The
Vegas Raiders. That's where they have him going, is to the Raiders.
I don't know. That's you know what?
You definitely don't want him in Miami or Cincy.
There's going to be a lot of teams that want quarterbacks. They're going to draft quarterbacks. A lot of teams, because that's what great, you know, when you have first round quarterbacks, that means you're investing for your future. Mm-hmm. There's a few teams out there that would probably be willing to draft quarterbacks. Starts with Washington, starts with Cincinnati, probably.
Well, Washington, you got Dwayne Haskins this year because Dan Snyder wanted him.
Dan Snyder wanted him. Doesn't mean that they're going to not draft another one. Because did you see who came out and said, I want that job? Rex Ryan said, I will take that job. Please hire me. Why not? Well, I mean, what's the fear? Hire Rex Ryan. Oh, come on out. I'll just say that. You don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers would be willing to draft a quarterback with Ben Roethlisberger coming off a major elbow injury and being old as dirt?
I mean, Mason Rudolph, they might have some faith in him.
They might.
They used, what, a second-round pick on Rudolph?
You don't think that Atlanta would draft one? You don't think that all these other teams would draft some?
No.
You don't think Minnesota Vikings might think about drafting one?
Well, Minnesota might, but they are going to be in a situation where they'll be drafting after
doesn't matter. The teams will trade. We could see trades. Wait, we don't, could see lots of
they don't have a first-round pick. Oh, nope, they do. But the Raiders have got capital to where if they want to move on from Derek Carr,
that's hard. You just
see, but I don't think Atlanta does because of the money that they have tied into Matt Ryan right now.
Gosh, I never
say
never.
Unless they try to deal him.
Never say never with trades and nowadays.
But you'll say never to the draft selection there.
No, I'm saying Justin Herbert, keep doing your deal. Just being mediocre. That way you can slide all the way to the Raiders.
But he's not mediocre. Why are you calling him mediocre?
You said mediocre. I didn't say mediocre.
What?
Putting words in your mouth.
I just said,
should Justin Herbert keep having an underwhelming season? That way he slides in the draft.
I find it very interesting that a guy who is going into this year as the odds-on number one pick going in is now, he's not as dominant as people thought. So now you have two other quarterbacks above him, and that might actually be a good thing for him.
I think the best fit for him was somebody that came out and watched him, and we talked about it last year. The Denver Broncos. I think when John Elway came out and wanted to take a look at it, I like Justin Herbert for the Denver Broncos. I think it's a really good fit if they're still around and they're there.
Boy, that might be the one that goes up and gets him too because they're 0-for. When the heck are they going to go out and win a game?
Yep.
And Joe Flacco is not the answer. Everybody knows it.
Nope.
Boy.
See, made you happy there.
Made me happy?
No, I just think that one makes the most sense.
Now, that is one that does make sense. A ton. Mm-hmm. And when does Denver get a win? Because Denver is...
Well, they already got a win.
Denver is bad. Well, no, I'm talking like, when do you look down their schedule? They got Tennessee this week.
They're a 6-10 team at best this year. They might be around the 5-11, right in there. If they get 6-10, they might be reaching.
After Tennessee this week, here's their schedule. They have the Chiefs, Colts, Browns, Vikings, Bills, Chargers, Texans, Chiefs. That is tough sledding right there. Yeah. But they just beat the Chargers. So
they did.
You never know. You never know. But new mock draft from CBS Sports, which we should definitely take as the gospel and exactly what's going to happen, is Justin Herbert going to the Oakland Raiders and spiraling down the draft board. By the way, that pick would be 20th to Oakland. Mm-hmm. The third quarterback off the board behind Jake Fromm and Tua Tagovailoa. The dominant, not so dominant year from Justin Herbert. Could it pay off for him? We'll continue to find out, but big weekend this weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.